Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back to the Golf Show. I'm going to devote this segment to the 67th Sonny Hanna Amateur, which has unfortunately kind of gotten the same kind of reputation as the Memorial Tournament does in Dublin, Ohio, in that it rains. You can be guaranteed that when it's Memorial Week or Sonny Hanna Week, it's going to rain. And unfortunately, it rained a fair amount up in Johnstown, kind of like 2.5 to 3 inches on Thursday night before the final round. So that changed that golf course considerably. It was hard and fast, but the rain, most of the, you know, they had showers almost every night, and it just softened it and made it a completely different golf course. But that had nothing to do with how my first guest of the day played. And I want to welcome Connor Schmidt to the show. Good morning, Connor. How are you?
Good. How are you, Mike? Thanks for having me on the show.
You're very welcome. Congratulations on your finish. A tie for fourth, 65 in the final round. And that round was 35-30. And you made one bogey, if I read the scorecard correctly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you very much. it was a great week all around. All four rounds under par. The first 3 days, I thought I played pretty solid as well. I just didn't score the ball as I'm capable of. So I knew I was. I told in a few interviews before the final round, I said I was due. I was due for a low one, and it was just a great day yesterday, and I was really happy that I could, shoot a low score and climb up the leaderboard.
And you did that, even though you had a long climb, but as I said, you did get to tie for fourth. But we have to talk about the highlight of the day, if you want to call it that. I call it that. You had your first ace yesterday, huh?
Yeah, pretty amazing. Something I'll never forget. I was even through nine, and I was walking to the tee. I usually get an ugly dog at the turn, but I did not that day. I don't know why. I was like, I don't need one. Go right to the first tee, and I actually switched gloves. I switched to my range glove, the glove that I always had on the range, because I was like, you know what? I was puring it on the range, so why not? I'll throw that glove on. And then I hole in one right after that. pretty cool, yeah. I hit, it was 160 yards, and they actually changed that 10. So it was kind of all the luck was in my favor. The first few groups, Palmer teed off on 10 to start the day, and he had like a front right pin, but it was on a severe slope, and the ball wouldn't stay. So they actually changed the pin, like after a few groups, and then they had to replay it like after they finished nine. So that was all my luck. I probably wouldn't have aced it if it was a different pin, just given the odds. But 160 yards with your front left pin, I hit a little nine iron, a little wind off in off the right. And I knew I needed it to carry past the pin because it was so soft, the ball was going to spin and there's a false front there.
Yep.
So it was just, you saying, be enough. And right when it hit, it was so fast, it just spun right in. I didn't even have, a chance to, like say go in or anything. I just threw up my hands, and my mom got it on video, which was awesome. And I turned around. I had this sweet reaction. I had a fist pump and everything. And then she was kind of zoomed in on the hole, and then she went over to me, and I was just like smiling. So some people thought I didn't really have a reaction, but no, I was super pumped that I had a great fist pump, and I was smiling for like the entire round after that. I was so happy.
Wow, and you go out and shoot 30 on the back, and you said you were close, that it could have been 29.
Yeah, I thought, you know, at that point, you know, I'm trying to win the golf tournament at all times. I always think I have a chance to win, you know, and I saw the leaderboards, and, you know, at some points I was 2-3 behind the whole back nine. So I'm just trying to go as low as possible. I'm not even thinking about a number. I'm just trying to, you know, one shot at a time, go as low as possible, hit the green, and give myself the best chance of making as many birdies as possible. And, you know, I hit the green on my last three holes and gave them good runs. I actually had 8 feet on 17, like 25 on 18. You know, and I just missed those putts. But that was kind of the story of the week. I hit the ball so great. I think I only chipped from the rough around the green like three times a week. I hit it so good all week. And then, you know, just all the – I thought I hit a lot of good putts all week. I made some great ones, obviously. You know, to shoot 9-under, I had to make some putts out there. But I thought, you know, just a few more putts drop, and I would have been closer to that top of that leaderboard, definitely the first 3 days. I just left some shots out there. But given all that, it was still a great week. Capped off by a hole-in-one. I don't really have any regrets about it. I gave it my all and did my best, and it was such a fun week. I love the Son of Hannah Amateur. All the players, all the people up there, they host such a great tournament and make us, you know, it feels like a tour event up there. So can't wait to be back next year.
They treat you guys pretty well. You were the leader of our Western Pennsylvania contingent. Mark Goetz finished tied for 11th. Palmer Jackson finished tied for 41st. Three of the guys missed a cut, Evan Long from Newcastle, and the two older gentlemen in that group.
And then there was Gregor Meyer, too. I think he
I missed him.
He made the cut, and then he made the cut at, like, 2 over. I think he shot 2 over the final round. So he was, like, 4 over, so he probably finished around, like, 50th or something, 50 or 60th. But he played well the first 2 days.
So tell me, you know, I keep saying this, and, you know, everybody seems to agree with me. But you being in the middle of it, you know, you guys are all friends, I would think. Mm-hmm. You've all competed against each other, you know, many, at least a lot of times, maybe not many, but you've competed against each other. What is your view and what is your opinion of the quality of players that are in that little group?
Oh, well, I've been saying it for a lot of years that, you know, the Western PA, Pennsylvania, you know, area, the young golfers and the depth and, you know, just how good everyone is starting to get around here. It's pretty amazing. You know, everyone just, it seems like everyone keeps getting better every year. Everyone's pushing the needle forward. And it's really cool. You know, we had seven of some of the best players in the area competing for that championship out of the 91 players. And, you know, I thought for a while, me, Palmer, and Goetz, you know, we're up there. And, you know, and even Gregor after the first round. But, we believe that we can win that tournament. We believe that we're some of the best players in the country. And, I think, you know, we proved that this week. You know, we can hang with anyone. You know, I know. Goetz and Palmer and Gregor, that everyone made the cut. You know, we left a lot of shots out there. And we gave it our all, and we're going to continue to work hard. And it's pretty cool, you know, like Palmer and Goetz and Gregor, they're all hanging out. Same with me, like, you know, watching everyone finishing and supporting each other. So it's a really cool group to be a part of. And I can't wait to keep competing against those guys because they make me a lot better. You know, they make me work harder and harder every year because, you know, I don't want to be left behind.
So what's next for you?
So next week I go to the Western Amateur. That's that crooked stick. So it's the first time I'm playing in that prestigious event, so I'm really excited.
Okay.
So that starts Tuesday.
Are you playing?
That's where Don Daly won the PGA.
So. Right, yeah, in 91,
yeah.
I think.
Mm-hmm.
Are you playing in any West Penn or Tri-State events coming up?
Yeah, and then I'm signing up for the West Penn Open. It's kind of right after the Western Am. So depending on how far I go in the Western Am, I'll see, like, you know, how I'm feeling health-wise, if I can play in that. But I'm signed up for that. And then I have the State Open. I'm signed up for the State Open for, I think, August 10th or middle of August. But I'm still hoping to get in the U.S. Amateur that same week.
Okay.
Currently I'm an alternate for the U.S. Amateur, given my World Amateur Golf ranking. But they're also giving exemptions for first and second place in these national tournaments. Like, so if you finished first or second at Sunny Hannah this week, you would have got a bid to the U.S. Amateur.
That's right.
I was just short of that. But, you know, I have another opportunity next week to earn my spot into that U.S. Amateur.
Well, congratulations again. You have had quite a career thus far. And I'm guessing it's only going to get better as we go along here. Thanks for coming on with me this morning. I will hopefully see you at one of these events real soon.
Thanks, Mike. Hope to see you soon.
Yes, sir. Okay, Connor, good luck out at the Western Amateur. And we'll talk to you after you come back.
Appreciate it, Mike. Have a good one.
That's Connor Schmidt, who finished fourth at the Sunny Hannah Amateur against a, you know, first-class field. This kid, Preston Summerhays, he wasn't even supposed to be there this week. But when the USGA canceled the U.S. Junior Amateur, he signed up for the Sunny Hannah. I mean, he's an 18-year-old, and he played well enough to set a tournament record 14 under. So that's pretty darn good. And his dad, by the way, is the caddy for Tony Finau, who is right in the hunt again on the PGA Tour. He's one shot back out of the lead. And he shot the young Preston Summerhays, he shot 65 on Friday, as Connor Schmidt did. So another good tournament, another one that will go down in the books for the Sunny Hannah Amateur. All right, we're going to take a break now, and then we're going to come back and talk some more specifics about the PGA Tour, how it's progressing, and what pitfalls there might be coming up down in the near future, because there are a lot of tournaments coming up and a lot of big tournaments. So we'll do that after this break. You're listening to The Golf Show on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.